is Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 13th of September 2009 and the time is 11:15 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
My name is Lauren Smith. I am 29 years old and I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee in the U.S.
And you're living in the U.K. now, are
you? Yes, I've been living in the U.K. for about 5.5 years.
And whereabouts are you?
In London.
So what prompted the move from Tennessee over to the UK?
I was studying in graduate school in Chicago in the US, and I met my now husband, and he moved over here to work. And so I came and I got a job here working in the arts, which is what my background is in. And so it was very, it matched. It was good. And I love London so much, and I really enjoy living here.
Is your husband from the States?
No, he's from Malaysia. So we're kind of halfway between the two. We lived in the same building when we were studying in Chicago. So.
And your mum's come along with you today?
Yes, she has. I actually got married last week to my now husband. And so my mom and my whole family was here for the event, and most of them have gone home this morning, unfortunately, so they couldn't see the plinth experience, but my mother's still here, so she's come to support.
Can you just briefly for me describe your wedding day?
It was lovely. We got married in Malaysia on the beach. It's a very small wedding. It was about 55 people, mostly family and very, very close friends. And it was on Langkawi Island in Malaysia, which is like complete paradise. So amazing. And it was just a really beautiful, beautiful experience. I think we wanted to have something very intimate and spiritual as opposed to a big to-do affair. And it definitely was.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me?
Yes, I am wearing my wedding dress that I wore in Malaysia with makeup stains and all from the event. And I bought it in the US online, and thank God it fit correctly. And it is just a very simple sundress that has sort of a tropical feel to it because there's a flower detail on the halter neck collar. So I thought it was the perfect beach wedding dress.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
I work in the arts, in contemporary art, and so I heard through some friends of mine who are in touch with Gormley Studio about the project, and I thought it was just an incredible experience, and a bunch of people that I know, a bunch of my friends, we all applied, and I think by luck of the draw I happened to be chosen. So I'm really excited because I work in the arts, but I'm not an artist myself. And I think to be able to participate in a work of art is something I've never done before. So I'm very excited about being kind of a living sculpture.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place on the plinth?
I was kind of surprised. I was just taken aback and then just very excited and running through my head what I could do while I was up there. And the fact that the timing coincides so nicely, I mean, I just returned from my wedding last night, and I figured I should just do a sort of fast-track mock wedding ceremony, especially for the people in the UK who were not able to fly out to Malaysia for the actual wedding.
And where's your husband?
My husband is actually still in Asia at the moment. He's staying there for a few more days for work. I had to come back early with my family and then to do this. But I do have a life-size, two-dimensional cutout of him for the plinth. And I'm going to call him, so he will be there in spirit.
Is he going to be watching you online?
Yes. Yes. From Malaysia.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the ceremony? What you're going to do? How are you going to reenact that?
Well, it's kind of like a monologue fast track, so we're just going to hit the highlights. Luckily enough, I was married by a really dear friend of mine who's a minister in the US, and she's still here in London. So we're going to do a quick review of the vows that we wrote, And then again, he'll be on the phone, so I'll just repeat out for him and answer him. Then we will do an exchange of the rings, all of the kind of traditional like phone framework of a wedding ceremony. And then we'll move on to some toasts, some cake, first dance, all sorts of stuff.
What was the music for your first
dance? It was funny because we had picked out Till There Was You by the Beatles for the first dance. But when we had karaoke at our wedding in Malaysia, and one of Dominic's, my husband's uncles, decided that our first dance should be Love Is a Many Splendid Thing instead. And so he karaoke'd that to us and asked us to come out to dance. And then we're both horrible dancers, so we were like, okay, well, this totally constitutes first dance. We don't have to do two first dance. So that ended up being our song, although we would have preferred doing it our way.
And are all the people that couldn't fly out, couldn't mm-hmm. be there, do they all know that you're taking part in the audience?
Yes, we sent out an invitation, and hopefully everybody's going to come. And I told everyone to dress up and wear something, you know, like a crazy hat or something that you would wear to a wedding. So I think there should be about 15 to 20 people here today watching, which will be really fantastic.
And you mentioned you work in the arts. Can you mm-hmm. tell me a little bit more about what you actually do?
Mm-hmm. I work at Sotheby's Auction House in their contemporary art department. And I sort of deal with all of the high net worth clients. So I try to find people to sell things and find people to buy things. It's very much like a business oriented position, but I love it because I still get the kind of side exposure to the art, and which is where my real passion lies.
And how did you come to work for them? Had you studied valuations or art history?
I studied art history and I studied business as well. So it was a nice merging of the two.
And how long have you been with Sotheby's?
4 years, 4.5 years.
Have are there any particular artworks which have passed through that you've really?
Well, I must say, not just because this is an Anthony Gormley work, but I must say that we sold one of his life-size Angel of the North sculptures 2 years back. And it was amazing because the way it was installed, it sort of spanned the length of the gallery space that we have. And I thought that was really, it's just one of the top pieces that comes to mind. And I've just seen some amazing, you know, 2 years ago we sold a Francis Bacon triptych, which was absolutely gorgeous for $75 million, whatever, some crazy sum. But to be able to just kind of go downstairs after hours and just look on the walls and see a painting of that kind of caliber in your spare time, it's pretty amazing.
Is it difficult to divorce the artwork from the price tag in your head?
It is, unfortunately. It is.
Was this always the case?
No, not always the case. I think when I was studying art, it was very easy to appreciate it for the sort of aesthetic reasons. Now it's very hard. I find it with it because I work exclusively with contemporary art. That's where I put the price tag on it automatically. But I think when I still kind of keep to the aesthetic reasons when I look at the sort of impressionist and before.
And which artist do you particularly like?
I would say that I generally really love the sort of post-war, like Alexander Calder, Mark Rothko, like the American School artists. Jasper Johns is probably my favorite.
What is it that you like about Anthony Gormley's work, do you think?
I like his use of the human form. And it's almost like it's a human form, but it's kind of a void form as well. And it's sort of these plays with space and with us and the viewer and the work. And it kind of all becomes ambiguous. And you can look at it, and they're always multifaceted, his works, and they look so simple, his sculptures, but they're always, you know, the more you think about it, the more this sort of different nuances and meanings come to mind. And
how does that relate to this project?
I think it's really interesting because it's like there's a Joseph Beuys once said that, you know, every man is an artist, and to have the living sculpture and have various people across Britain from any background, no matter how they're related to, you know, the art world or whatever, can come together and can participate in this living work of art. It's pretty amazing, I think. It's one step closer towards really exploring the human form and how diverse it is.
You mentioned that every man is an artist. What do you make of that?
I like the concept, I would say. As someone who is really shit at drawing and doing any sort of artwork myself, I love to be able to try it. And I love the creative expressions. And I think everyone should sort of tap into that sort of underneath layer of creativity. I think we would be a lot happier as a people if we did that. So I find that, yeah, I think I have a hard time, you know, practically believing that every man is an artist, but I like the kind of idealistic view that we can all do something like that.
And the participation element of this project has appealed to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. To be able to go and actually use my creativity and figure out what I want to use my hour for on the plinth. And, it gets you really thinking about your life and what you do and what, you know, what defines you as a person, and how you can express that to people who are just walking by on the street, who may not know who you are and may not never know who you are.
And how would you paint a picture of yourself as a person?
I would generally say that I'm pretty easygoing and very fun-loving, but I also love to think and to really be considerate about the world around me. Really, I'm a very perceptive person, and I feel like there's so much beauty in details of everything. So I feel that, you know, even looking at the simplest things in life, you can learn so much from them. So I would say, you know, I'm a thinking person, but I also very much, you know, love to have fun and be humorous and.
What do you do when you're not working?
Good question. I love to cook, so I do quite a lot of that, and it just generally have lots of friends and spend lots of time with them.
Your wedding, was that the first occasion that you've been to Malaysia or not?
No, I've been there 3 times before.
And where's your husband from?
He's from Kuala Lumpur.
What were your impressions when you first went there?
I remember the first time I actually arrived in the airport in Kuala Lumpur, I was by myself. And I remember feeling that, you know, I was the odd man out. You know, I'm used to kind of going to places where everyone is very similar looking to myself. And to go there, and I think, you know, I was probably one of 2 white people in the sea of Chinese people, and it was amazing for me to feel that, because it's kind of, you know, there's nothing, I was just kind of taken aback all of a sudden to say, you know, it kind of awakens you to the fact that your culture is not necessarily the predominant world culture, if you know what I mean.
What about the landscape?
It's just very interesting. I don't know how to describe it, because when I was taking my family over, this is the first time my family has been to Malaysia. This time around, and they were asking me how it was different from London or from Tennessee, which is where I'm originally from, and it was really hard for me to describe, because it's just different. It's just almost everything is different, but it's a difference that is, I guess, very easily recognizable. I don't know. You go there and you feel like, for at least for me, and I think maybe because my husband is from there, and so it's a part of him, and that I love him so much that, you know, I felt very comfortable and very at home there. So, but it is different, but I don't know how to describe it.
Are you looking forward to going on the plinth?
I am. Yes, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm very excited. I'm I think the most excited that all of my friends and family are going to be watching.
Did you tell anybody at work that you were taking part?
Yes, and I think a lot of my coworkers will be here as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think I'm just really looking forward to the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.